Yes, I'm Ronald W. Lewis. I'm the director and curator of the House of Dance and Feathers here in the Lower Ninth Ward in the city of New Orleans. It's new every time somebody comes and visit. People from around the world, from Belgium, from France, from Holland, Japan. You know, House of Dance and Feathers is just a people's place.
The House of Dance and Feathers is a small, elevated structure in Ronald Lewis's backyard on Tupelo Street in the Lower Ninth Ward. The walls are covered floor-to-ceiling in New Orleans cultural artifacts, feathered Mardi Gras Indian costumes, framed photographs, musical instruments.
People that just fell in love so much with this New Orleans culture, they want to know every little bit about it. And I have a chance to offer some of that to them. Well, I really got my museum started in 2002 after I retired from the transit system after 31 years. And it was a meager little building and everything, but it was compact with a lot of memorabilia. Then Hurricane Katrina came and took that little building. And then my new building was built by an architecture student from Kansas State University School of Architect under the leadership of Patrick Rowe, the professor. And it became that beacon light here in the Lower Ninth Ward about community history and cultural history.
Lewis's museum has long been a destination for in-the-know Ninth Ward tourists, but it's only recently that he started thinking about getting the word out more effectively. It all started when he met Andy Wood.
My name's Andy Wood, and I'm working with Ronald Lewis on taking House of Dance and Feathers online, website, social media, promoting House of Dance and Feathers through the internet to the wider community.
I met this great couple who came visit my museum several months ago, and they decided to help me in the computer world by doing a website and Facebook page and thing to put the House of Dance and Feathers out there and into the internet age.
We first met when I was over in New Orleans with my wife, Tracy Wood, who's a New Orleans expat, and we were there on honeymoon, and we were staying in the Ninth Ward. And we bumped into him down at Vaughan's Lounge, and we got chatting, and he told us about House of Dance and Feathers at his house on Tupelo Street in the Lower Ninth Ward. And we went down the next day, had a look around, and really enjoyed the experience. The artifacts there are really interesting, and when you couple that with the conversation that you get to have with Ronald and the personal stories that sit behind the artifacts, really is an impressive experience.
Within 3 weeks' time, everything was online, and they even helped me to the point where they covered the comments and everything for me.
We put a website together using a lot of the content that we gathered from our visit, so photographs and conversations and interviews with Ronald while we were out there. There's a lot of good video already online of Ronald explaining House of Dance and Feathers and talking about culture and its meaning to New Orleans and the Ninth Ward. So we used a lot of those materials to put together a website. The point of the website really is to give him a presence online so that journalists and the press have got something that they can see to understand what the museum is all about and what it means, but also so that visitors to New Orleans can start to find House of Dance and Feathers more easily. Obviously, a lot of tourists and a lot of visitors use the internet when they're planning a visit to find places of interest, cultural significance to go and see. And that was something that he didn't really have. He wasn't really appearing in search engines to any great degree. So obviously that website is there to try and tell people what the museum is all about, get them inspired, and then get them calling them up and going down to Tupelo Street and the Lower Ninth Ward so that they can experience the museum, but also to see the Lower Ninth Ward and to open that place up in people's minds.
I'm not a computer literate person. Yeah, I personally, you know, I take it or leave it, but I'm always open for change.
We put together a Facebook page, which has grown in the last 3 months, and he's got 500 people liking that page from 34 different countries around the world. So there were a lot of people commenting and participating in that page.
It's not the first time that Ronald has partnered with others to help promote his museum. A few years ago, he put out a book of photos and historical material related to the House of Dance and Feathers.
When did the book come out?
It came out in March of 2009. And it's been holding its own pretty well through the city of New Orleans. My friend Rachel Breton, Dr. Helen Regis, Abram Himmelstein, and who runs the Neighborhood Story Project, told me that this needs to be written about. And they were willing to help me do the documentation and everything. And this what came out of a 200-page catalog named A House of Dance and Feathers, a Museum by Ronald W. Lewis.
Is there a visitor that sticks out in your mind as someone who really surprised you?
Well, really, it was two that I clearly remember. And that was the Honorable Mr. Julian Bond of Atlanta, the great civil rights leader and activist, and the French actor Gerard Depardieu.
What did he think of the museum?
Well, he bought two copies of my books and brought back to France. So I think he was pretty well impressed.
Ronald and Andy are hoping that the new online presence will help more people from out of town to find the House of Dance and Feathers when they visit.
I spoke to him on the phone the other day, and he mentioned that he'd had a family from the UK that had gone down to House of Dance and Feathers because they found the Facebook page when they were preparing, you know, to map their trip to New Orleans. So, you know, obviously that's starting to work.
It's just like with the uptick in the culture swing. You have more non-African American going to Second Lines now than in our culture history, which is good because it always been open to everybody, but in more recent time, people have a better understanding of what we do, and they come out to enjoy that good time.
Yeah. Do you have any plans for the future of the museum?
My plans for the future is to keep living. Just as long as I can be functional, then everything else can follow along that way. So I just enjoy what I'm doing.